Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Morim and Imi Morasi. Sheyichyu. And the schus Moshe ben Shemaisel, Moshe Mordechai, Avram Yosef ben Chanan, Moshe ben Leah, Rav Yitzchak ben Bracha, Moshe ben Reizel, Rav Yitzchak ben Stila Rovida, Ha'gwaz Rechaim Tzvi, V'chol Yotzei Chalatzea. Bracha V'atzlacha, Briyus HaShleima. We'd like to taste a little bit about the dancing on Purim. Based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. Haman says to Achashverosh, Yesh Noam Echad, there's one nation. And according to Chazal, Achashverosh said, I'm afraid of the God of these people. And Haman said, No, don't worry about it. Yashin Lome Amo, Yesh Noam Echad, about whom it says, Hashem Echad, he's one God. Yesh No, he's Yashin, he's sleeping. So we see this union of sleeping, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sleeping from his nation, Yesh No. Within the words of Yashen, of sleeping, the letters Yesh, there is. So we learn that even though Hashem is sleeping, Kiviyachol, 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 there's still a Yesh. There's still an existence. Haskolas HaDvarim is in Parashas V'yavo, Amalei Chazal Megale, Shmos Rabbah 26:2, that the Jewish people said, Yesh HaMekamein HaMayim, is God among us? Yesh, Yesh, is there Yesh among us? And Rashi brings a mashal to a father, but it's carrying his son, and he gives him everything he needs. And then they meet a person, and the son says, you see my father? And the father says, you don't know where I am? So he throws him away, and the dog comes and bites him. Now you're going to learn that you have an Abba. The Jewish people said, is God among us? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu? In other words, we want to feel the mamushus, we want to feel the yeshus, we want to feel the concrete reality of God among us. And God says, no, you should have believed I'm there even without feeling the concrete reality. You already saw what Hashem did for you. And the Jewish people had this bakasha, al-nasaisim es Hashem. So we were testing Hashem, hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu. So Amalek is born, vayavu Amalek. Had they not tested Hashem to see if God's really with them, hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu, they could have gotten to everything good. They would have gotten to all types of hasagas from that bitachon. But now they had to learn a shir. They had to learn a lesson from the biting of Amalek, of that dog Amalek. Even though a person's sleeping, nevertheless, he has the possibility, when he's sleeping, of being elevated. There are hasagas, dakam and adak, that a person can't feel when he is in his body. And dafka, when he's sleeping, and he is released a little bit from the hiddenness of his body. When he's sleeping, he can get to hasagas that he couldn't get to when he was awake. In other words, he can find something in the Ein Bo Mamash, and he can make it into Yesh Bo Mamash. When a person's sleeping, he can get to that place of Ein Bo Mamash, and make it a place of Yesh Bo Mamash. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu is testing the Jewish people. He sends them a Navi Sheker, Ladas HaYeshchem Ohavim Es Hashem. Devarim 13:4. To know HaYeshchem, are you loving God? Those to be Mevarer, to clarify, if the Nekudas Ava Bifnim Nimtei Sesel B'chinas Yeshu Samamash, is it real? Is it concrete? Do you really love God? So, part of the Nisayon is to activate what's in the inside of a person. See if he's loving God. And then bring out the Yesh Bo Mamash. The Das HaYeshchem Ohavim Es Hashem. And that's the biting of the dog of Amalek. This way you'll know when the dog bites you, you'll be makir, you'll recognize the Yesh. But in contrast to this, from the Etzem Mais of Amalek, the beauty of the soul of the Jewish person comes out, because we're makabel the tzaris, and we return to Hashem. So we have on one hand the neshichat sakelev of Amalek, on the other hand the beauty of the Jewish soul comes out. And that's what happens here in the Maaseh of Refidim. Mizeh nasa hayesh, v'yisum refidim, sheyisun v'siyasim refidim b'tshuva. Oh, they felt the mamashis now. Avalei comes, bites them, and they wake up. And they feel They feel the mamashus of Hashem. They feel the yesh. That's the theme here. Yesh no'am echad. Their God is sleeping, but there's yesh, but he's still there. The Jewish people, yesh Hashem b'kirbeni, we want to feel the mamashus. You want the mamashus that you're supposed to have bitachon. You don't need the concrete concretization of God. Comes Amalek, bites you, and then you get, and then from that you get to this beautiful place of feeling Hashem, of returning to Hashem, and experiencing Hashem. You get to that place of Ein Bo Mamish, and you make it into a yesh. And that's why they traveled from Rephidim with Tshuva after Amalek. So too, in the Maase of Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the Yeshua, the end of 70 years. The Bavel, the Gula was prepared, Vayisheni was supposed to be built, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring out from the Jews a Yeshchem Ohavim. And that's when the Tzorer, Haman, feels that Yashenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is sleeping. And the Mela, the Jewish people are Hefker, Velish Mira. So the sleep is Megala, the Yesh. The sleep is Megala, the beautiful soul of the Jewish people. If God is Kiviyachol sleeping, it brings out our Yesh, Hashem's Yeshno, his Shena, his Yesh. Yeshno, Yashen, the fact Kiviyachol that he's sleeping brings out our beauty, that we were able through this sleeping, and reflecting back on us, we're able to get to the Dakei Dakos, to the more subtleties, and see God in the Ein Bo Mamish, and so that he should become a Yesh Bo Mamish. And that's the whole Ishtalshlus, that's how a mother comes down from the Yesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu. Is God among us? Oh, yes, no, he's sleeping. And then we're Megala, the Sharish HaYeshus, we're Megala, the Bitachon that we have in Hashem, a Yeshchem Ohavim Es Hashem. That's really there, it's really concrete within us that we love God. And that brings out the Yeshus of Hashem. From the Ein Bo Mamish to Yesh Bo Mamish, that's the Yisod of Simchas Purim. The Jewish people recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them in the Tzar and the Choshech. And Stam Melech is Melech Malchei Amlochim. Ruh b'toch Hashtalshelut v'Hashgacha shelo yinum v'lo yishan yashenu. Rak tochnit, this is only a whole program to get to God, this whole sleeping thing. Sad, it looks like the king is sleeping. But he's really not. B'laylehu nadud Hashnas HaMelech. Kiviyachol, Melech Malchei Amlochim. He wakes up, and we see he's really with us. And the whole sleeping was just a ploy to wake us up, to recognize Hashem in the Choshech. And the yisod of this simcha of Purim is to recognize in the Ad Lo Yada B'li Das, as if Malar Etz Deas Hashem Kamayim Liyam Mechasim. The world is filled with knowledge of God. Water fills the seas. That's the true simcha. Knowing he lo yinum v'lo yishan, God never sleeps. Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal explained in the Rikudim Amrei Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkos and Mamre Tezayin that a Rikud had comes with an Egina. And Rikid is B'Raglayim. And the Raglayim are B'Hatamo B'Ketzav Yimam Egina. The feet dance along with the tune. So there's this Mizug, there's this Chibur Ben Kol. Kol is Ein Bo Mamish. And the Raglayim Kvitza Hachi Yesh Bo Mamish Raglayim Hergel. The most concrete things are the legs. That's what we do by habit. We walk. You don't even have to think about it. It's the most physical thing we do. We walk without even thinking. But that's mut'am now. That's fitting to the tune, which is the most abstract. You can't even see a kol. You hear it. You can't see it. So here you have this ketzev. You have this hatama. You have this harmonization between the ayin and the yesh, between what the most of yesh, what is your legs, the regel, and the ayin. What you can't see, the music. So, the Rikudim of Purim come from the joy of recognition that God is among us. We live with this emuna that His Hashgacha is with us. Even though He's hiding, but He's there. You're there. Shamayim in the bottom, the aretz, He's everywhere. And that's what we learn from this Yeshua. Even it looks like he's sleeping, he's not sleeping. That's just to wake us up to see a Yeshchem Ohavim. Lo yinum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. That's the idea of this dancing. That's simcha. The simcha of recognizing that there's really a yesh, that it looks like ayin. It's ayin, but we bring the ayin to the yesh. We realize that it's concrete, it's there. Through Rabbi Tachan, through this tzara, through the ayin, through him hiding, all of a sudden we realize, hey, it's really yesh. We come back, we do tshuva, and then he becomes palpable. The two types of simcha, duas Hashem b'simcha, simchu tzadikim b'Hashem, b'chad Yitzchak Sukkos, maimer mem hei. One is ivduas Hashem b'simcha, you're serving Hashem b'simcha, another is simchu tzadikim b'Hashem, you're glad with Hashem, doesn't say anything about avoda. The matzav adlo yoda, it's hard to come to avoda. Avoda without das, it's hard to avoid without das. But simchu tzadikim b'Hashem, that's the simcha of Purim. Simcha v'yesh Hashem v'kirvenu. That's what's expressed in the Rikudim, when the Ayin comes together with the Yesh. V'advarim me'irim k'sapirim, u'k'kochavim m'mazhirim, zakim u'behirim, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.